Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The Disney Store has lodged an application for security gates outside its Grafton Street shop to prevent homeless people sleeping there at night. Now, the application was submitted to Dublin City Council on the 31st of October by Disney Store Limited, and it says the entrance doorway to the shop has been used by the homeless for sleeping alongside apparent drug use has been reported as well. This activity has led to staff members experience threatening behaviour and confrontation early in the morning, according to the application. And it goes on to say, due to this, the Gardaí have been contacted on multiple occasions to deal with antisocial behaviour. It says that these events have affected the entrance of the staff and for staff members and customers, giving reason for the proposed gate. The mesh gate would be retractable, blue, and would match the existing shop front, and the gates would be shut and locked at the as the shop closes each night. Now, Dublin City Councillor Anthony Flynn told the Sunday Times that the company has shown a lack of empathy and compassion towards homeless people. Owners of the... Now, obviously, they're not just homeless people. The word homeless has been change by definition. I suppose we're talking about people who are very homeless, are very impoverished and who are sleeping on the streets. Owners of the shop at Grafton Street, Aviva Life and Pensions Ireland, DAC, gave their permission for the gates to be installed, and the final date for observations on this application is the 4th of December. Today, I want to get your thoughts on the story. Do you see anything wrong with this? And this is not the first time that they've done it, but I think Dunn Stores did it as well. Some businesses have installed motion sensor sprinklers and spikes as a deterrent to stop homeless people sleeping outside their shops. We did speak to one there recently, about a year ago, one of the shops along Grafton Street or in around Tampa Bar, who'd also put in cold water sprinkler systems, which would spray cold water on homeless people who slept at their doorways. Do you think it's inhumane to stop homeless people from sleeping outside a business or the doorway of a business? Or can you understand why the company wants to put an end to this problem? I want to get your thoughts on this today, and I want to get your thoughts right now. You can text us or WhatsApp us at 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Do you think this is a good idea, or is it inhumane? Let me know what you think, and you can text or WhatsApp us now. And if you want to give us a call and come on the air, you can. The number, as usual, 1850-410-494. Tom, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Tom?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good, Tom. Nice to talk to you.
You know, are you saying to your researcher that when you consider that Disney made its money, and I'm talking about hundreds of billions, out of sweetness and humanity, there's very little here coming up to Christmas time from this crowd.
I mean, they're a corporate company owned. They're owned in Singapore now, I believe. It's nothing to do with the original Walt Disney family who used to own it. I think the nephew was there,
by the way.
Huh?
Who was a Kilkenny man, by the way?
Was he? I didn't know Disney.
Oh,
was.
Oh yes, his forebears came from Kilkenny.
Right. Well, he gifted it to his nephew when he passed on.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember his nephew's name now. The young lad. Well, he's not young now.
Then we're looking for a tax exile.
Yeah. And then I think it was bought by some company in Singapore who now own it.
Yeah.
So it's a big, huge multinational conglomerate. And they make. I think last year their profits were 80 billion. So
yeah, you know,
massive.
And when you consider, you said to know, is it inhumane? To have any person hungry or homeless in itself is inhumane. And to put for to try and get a bit of shelter at night, at a time, Niall, which most people forget, at a time when the human being is most vulnerable from other human beings in his need for sleep or her need for sleep, I think this is unbelievable. It's un-Christian. Well, of course, we are not a Christian country. We're a Roman Catholic country, based upon the creed of Peter's tents. I don't know whether you've ever heard of that.
I did.
Yeah, and so, you know, here we are. I'm absolutely disgusted, so much so that I would ask people listening to your program here today that if they're considering Christmas presents to honour the birth of Jesus, a Christian, the fountainhead of Christianity, to actually boycott the store. Buy nothing, Disney.
So to avoid Mickey Mouse at all costs.
Yes, to avoid a heartless, stuffed cotton wool puppet at all costs
Let's look at the alternate argument. By the way, somebody mentioned as well, and Helena just mentioned, it's Roy Disney was the owner after Walt Disney, and then he sold it on then to the Singapore company, right? But the point is, when you've got staff who arrive at a shop in the morning, right? And are you familiar with the geography? Have you seen the picture of the entrance?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so the entrance, like most shops, there's kind of a corridor into the doors where you have this kind of frontage, which would be about 10 to 15 foot wide, maybe about 6 or 7 foot deep, where homeless people might seek a bit of shelter if it's raining or whatever, right, or cold, right? But then you've got staff arriving. Now, you know as well as I do, we're not talking about people who are in temporary accommodation who are homeless, we're talking about people who are impoverished and on the streets, who have their own set of problems, right?
Yes.
Now, some will have drug use problems, some will have alcohol problems,
or
maybe just mental health issues, right?
Mental problems.
Absolutely. So, but the point is, they're being abused by these people, they're defecating on the ground, they're finding needles on the ground. And I don't believe staff have to put up with that either.
No, they do not have to put up with that. And this is part of the argument that I'm putting forward now, is this, that it's the inhumane element within our society. We have become
what's the alternate?
Well, first of all, in relation to the situation in the mornings up there, we have a police force that are very well paid.
And yeah, but you can't be ringing the guards at every hand's turn and saying, there's some fella with a needle outside my shop here, can you come up and remove him? Should the guards be there doing that all day?
But the point is that if the footfall on the street was as it was in the past...
Well, I would agree with you there,
it would be a deterrent.
Well, I would agree. If the footfall on the street was as it was in the past, we wouldn't have the problem in the first place, but it isn't. Because that's the problem we have, Tom. We only have, 12,000 guards, so...
I tell you, I don't know whether I said this before. I was in the naval service, and we had this guy. His name was 21, Petty Officer 21, the Bomber Brown. And 21, the Bomber Brown, was being in charge of ceremony. And when he used to pick the people for the ceremonial duties, he used to turn around to the officer in charge and shout at him with a big salute, "Sir, you may dismiss the rest as surplus to requirement."
Right.
And one day I asked him, why do you say that? And this is exactly what he said to me. Young man, he said, 100 good men is worth 1,000 lazy bastards.
I couldn't agree with him more, to be honest with you. And are you suggesting that we have a lot of wastage in Ungarda Shekhana?
I'm not suggesting, I'm stating it.
Right, well, hang on for a second. I want to go to Bernie as well. Bernie, you're on Classic Hits. Bernie, you believe the shop have the right to protect their business?
Yes, and their staff, of course they do. And also, I think if they want to make some contribution to helping the people who are sleeping out of the shop, would they not put up some kind of a tent service and a bathroom facility? If they've sold billions and trillions of money worldwide,
but the homeless problem, they'd say, well, their argument would be it's not their problem. The homeless problem in Dublin is not their problem.
It isn't, but if they want to show, that man has said a lot of stuff there, and to be honest, the staff are entitled to go to work. They are entitled. They're paying huge fees to have a shop in Grafton Street to the government,
massive rates, I imagine.
And they're trying their best. They're encouraging people. People want to go and bring their children there, especially this time of the year. You wouldn't like to bring your young children up there knowing that somebody had been defecating on the street or piddling on the doorway, needles and syringes. And those girls are going into work there, and men and women are going into work in that shop. And, why should they have to put up with that?
Yeah, I would agree with you that they shouldn't have to put up with it. But Tom says, it's their job, I suppose, and duty to call the guards.
No. That's not what I said. I said to them, I said that they have a right to go, and they have the right to do, and there should be some sort of protection for them from our police force with a footfall on the streets, particularly in our capital city. But now you mentioned the word rates. They're paying great rates.
Massive rates, yes.
Let me tell you something about rates, because I've had this now, because I worked with the local authority. And rates, if any business person is paying rates, they're fools. Because every business has, in every product inside in their shop, have their overheads incorporated into the shelf cost of that item. And the person that's actually paying the rates are the people who are crossing the threshold of the shop to buy the product. And anybody who stands up and says, well, I'm a ratepayer and I'm entitled to this or I'm entitled to that, are actually, they're talking to their backside and they're conning the people.
But the point Bernie is making is that you'd be paying a lot more rates there than you would be on Henry Street.
The people who are paying an awful lot more rates are the people stepping across the threshold to buy.
Well, of course, they're inflating the prices to make up for those rates. Nobody better than Disney to inflate the prices a little bit.
Yeah, we know that. But I'm saying those people shouldn't be homeless in the first place. There should be this is the bottom line.
But with respect, you can have, you know, the best economy in the world. Back in, say, 2006, here in Ireland, we had the Celtic Tiger, right? Where everybody had loads of money allegedly in their pockets, right? And yet you still had people homeless on the streets.
Oh, okay. Now, can I just say the bigger picture? The people who I've seen on the street myself personally in Dublin are people with drug and mental health issues and alcohol issues and different of standard who are desperate for help. But there's no help available in our system for these people. And they are mental. If you talk to them, they are so, you know, they smoke their joints, they inject themselves. I've seen two young people injecting each other. Like, it's heartbreaking. This is the problem. This is the reality. And we can't keep living with it and saying they shouldn't be in this short fund. They shouldn't be there in the first place.
But there's no solution. Yeah, Bernie, and I agree with you, but there is no solution to that problem. There's no quick fix to that. And I, no matter how good things ever get, you will always have people on the streets.
Yeah. I mean, I'm here in Salt Hill at the moment and I'm walking along and there was people lying out already. They're gone off to get a couple.
There'll be 150 people sleeping on the streets tonight in Dublin.
Yeah.
Roughly. And in Cork, you'll have 80. In Galway, you'll probably have 50 or 60. Limerick, 50 or 60. Altogether, maybe 600-700 people sleeping on the streets around the country tonight.
Yeah. Okay. And I understand. You can look at the Dáil affair where it's placed in Dublin. Why don't they use the car park there at night when they're gone home and let them put up some temporary accommodation and let people be welcomed in there and have the facilities to use? Why can't we use that building? The government are spending 800,000 on some kind of a copy.
But what other country in the world, with the greatest respect, now, you know, I'm not just dissing your idea, but what other country in the world would allow the government buildings, car park, to be used for homeless people?
But I mean, we have
there's tourists going up and down. I'm not trying to say, you know, keep the aesthetics right, but you know, we do have tourism to look after as well.
I appreciate that, but now this is getting out of hand. This is every day we're talking about this. It's all interrelated. It's all interconnected. We're not finding any solutions. The HSC still has nearly 1,000 people on trolleys every night of the week. Do you know, there's nothing getting done. We're just shoving the paper around the room every
day.
Well,
I think things are getting done, and you have to take into consideration, I'll say this to both of you, that the numbers of homeless or people on the streets, I'm not referring to people who are in temporary accommodation, right? The people who are living on the streets, right? Who are impoverished on the streets. The numbers really haven't radically risen in the last 20 years, considering the population has almost doubled in 20 years. So in saying that, we must be doing something right.
Yeah, well, you see, also now people forget this. There is a law on the statute books, and to the best of my recollection, it's called the Indigent Laws. And back in Victorian times, when we were told that there was less humanity in the world, that there was placed that the policeman on the beat on finding a homeless person could actually have that person taken away and actually put into one of these poor houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had poor houses for people who were... Today we don't have anything like
no,
that.
No, we don't, no.
No, and there was workhouses in every village and city and town in Ireland at one point.
Yeah.
And it's not that 100 million years ago. Do you know, it was there. People left and were taken in their 50s to Australia, you know, out of them. I mean, there's a lot of stories that go back and you can hear about them. But we are not...
I do believe that we look after people who are impoverished or people who are not doing well in life a lot better now than we did 50 or 60 years ago.
No, we don't.
Well, of course we do, Tom. No. We have a social welfare system, which is probably the most generous in Europe, second most generous, anyway, but next to Germany. Second most generous system in Europe, where we hand everybody an equal amount of money who doesn't have a job or doesn't have a home or doesn't have, you know, the money for heating. And some people get by on it, and others just don't manage to budget properly to do that.
But if you don't have a fixed address, you don't get Dole.
That's gone out. That went out years ago.
That is. No, but I mean, look at the drug people, the people who are on drugs and the alcohol. I mean, you can buy a slab of beer for, I don't know.
I know, that's a huge problem, yeah. Drugs and alcohol have become a huge problem.
Yeah, they are. And so how are we not, that's a lot of people on the street are in poverty, or a lot of them are in that situation. you see them at 8 o'clock in the morning with their can of cider or, you know, whatever cheap in there, and they have the mug out, the little cup out to try and collect, and they're going to be drunk by 11 o'clock, and there's nothing in the system for the whole day. They won't eat or anything. And these are the people who have been left. You know, they're spending their dole, obviously, the first day on whatever they can buy for that, and they don't.
And I understand, but I don't believe that's Disney's problem. Although I agree with Tom is saying, Disney of all companies should be shown a level of humanity, particularly before Christmas. But stay there for a second. Let me go to Paul. Paul, you're on Classic Kids. Paul, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Nigel? Welcome back.
Thank you very much indeed, Paul. Paul, is this Disney's problem?
What's that?
Is it Disney's problem to sort this out?
I don't think it's. I don't think it's the
business
ability of business people to sort out the homeless problem. You know, that's the problem with city councils and governments.
Do they have any responsibility at all?
Oh, none whatsoever. I agree with that, lady. None whatsoever. They're under pressure enough businesses to survive instead of trying to sort out the homeless problem.
Right, so when their staff are walking in the morning and seeing drugs and antisocial behaviour at the doorway, you believe they have a duty to their staff to sort that problem out by installing these gates to stop it?
Of course they have. Yeah. Of course they have. And that gentleman there was saying about the rate, that they're paying huge rates, and they get nothing in return for it. They still have to pay for their bin collection, for their water, everything else. They get nothing for their...
So does everybody else.
So they do, yeah. Well, you don't pay rates, do you?
No, I don't, but I pay property tax.
Yeah, so do we all. I pay property tax too.
And you said you pay rates. You don't actually pay rates. If you're in business and you haven't rates incorporated into your overheads and into your product, then you're a fool. The people who are actually paying, the only time that any business person is paying rates is when they buy someplace else.
It would be a fair point to say, Paul, to mention that, you know, if you go to Grafton Street, yes, you're paying top dollar for rates, but you go to Grafton Street to shop, you will pay top dollar for the goods. So it is incorporated into the cost.
It is, of course.
And they also have to protect their staff when they're going in and out to work every morning. That's their duty of care to their staff. And why would they not follow that through? And if they have to put up gates to protect their staff, what is the problem there? Like, they didn't cause the homelessness. They didn't do anything like that. It's not their... They shouldn't have... You're young people going, or people working there shouldn't have to put up with that every morning. It's be terrifying.
Niall, I have a big issue with homelessness as well. I think there are a lot of people homeless that don't need to be homeless. When I was younger, back in the 70s, when I got married in the 70s, I lived for 16 months with my in-laws, mm-hmm. with a wife and a small child. I think there's a lot of people homeless... And it's making themselves homeless that could be living with their parents if they wanted to.
I would agree with you when we talk about people in temporary accommodation. But I think when we talk about the people who are on the streets, Paul, there is a very small amount of people, and I think the majority of them have issues.
I just wanted to get that off my chest.
No, you're right, but I agree with you, by the way.
Yeah.
And one other thing I want to say is, how does somebody become pregnant when they're in homeless accommodation in a hotel room? How did they get themselves pregnant?
Same way as anybody else gets pregnant, same way. I don't need to answer that question, Paul. I'm sorry. Sorry, Paul, I could answer that question, but it's daytime radio. I don't want to describe it in detail.
You know what I'm getting at, don't you?
The point you're making is that people who are already in a bad situation shouldn't be getting themselves into a worse situation and using some sort of... I think you might have worded it slightly incorrectly.
I know how it's done.
I'm glad you do.
Why make a bad situation worse, you know?
Well, I know, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well, hang on a second, because I want to just play one or two of the WhatsApp messages here that we have coming in that people are sending in to 087-188-0008.
Sure, Noel. Why doesn't Disney open up its door and let them all sleep in overnight? Sure. Sure, that's the best thing to do, isn't it? They're all homeless. Why doesn't your man let them in his house when they're, like, who's talking now on the radio now, like? Doing business, and they are destroying the business, wrecking the front engines of it, that they had to spend money on to clean up, and they're attacking the staff. Why should I have to spend money on other people damaging the property?
Why should they have to spend other money on other people damaging their property? Maybe has a point. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008 if you want to send us a WhatsApp or a text.
Hi, Niall. I'm just listening to your topic on the homeless people. And that lady caller that's on at the moment, I don't know her name. I'm just wondering, like, is she for real? She's trying to put the onus on the Disney store to put up tents and to look after people, homeless people in the night time. She's trying to put the onus on the government to put tents up in the car park. And okay, why doesn't she open up her back garden? Why doesn't she invite the homeless in for tea and coffee and give them a sleeping bag in her sitting room? Why doesn't she take control of that? I just think it's ridiculous to be looking for everybody else to take on such a big problem. She want to have a reality check.
Yeah, I agree with most of what Bernie said, except for that. I don't believe it's everybody else's problem. And the idea, as well as she mentioned, putting tents up in the Dáil car park, I don't think you'd see that in any other city in the world.
Open up the churches, lads, and let the church owe the state a fortune anyway, and money that they were meant to pay for a dress that they didn't. So open up the churches and all of their lands, and let people come in and shelter for the night. That's what should happen.
Yeah, that's what should happen, Donal.
How you doing, Niall? You well?
Good. Have you been watching Little House on the Prairie again?
No, I'm a very busy man. Very busy man.
All right. Well, things must be good if we're too busy for Little House on the Prairie.
Things are good, my friend.
All right. Okay. Good.
I was up in Belfast the weekend. Had a good time. I suppose you were up there as well.
I was indeed. Yeah.
No problem. Anyhow, look at your gentleman there, Tom. The only thing I admire about him is that he served in the Defence Forces.
Well, he's a good speaker too, isn't he?
He's a good speaker. But
he's a good man. He's a good way with his words. A bit like Michael Higgins.
But to me, like, his views are just completely crap. Like, well, first of all, I'd say the same thing a lot of your WhatsApp people are saying is, these do-gooders, if they're that into it, open their doors and let them into their houses, which they'll never do. Like, that'll never happen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I'd say is, how I'm sick to the teeth at this crack going on. If somebody decides to throw that poison into their arm, heroin or whatever it is, or everything like that, how is it our fault? It's not our fault. And it's not the government's fault either.
Well, you might say, yes, it's not our fault, but as a society, it is our responsibility.
Niall, it's a fact that there's enough sleeping accommodation in Dublin for the homeless people, but not all of them want to go there.
No, they don't, because a lot of the hostels, you'd walk in and come out with your shoes gone.
Yes.
They'd steal your shoes, or they'd rob your clothes, or they're not safe.
And I'm sick to the teeth as well what Tom said about Disney. They're multimillionaires. They are. And fair play to them.
Yeah, well
I'm
done.
I'm sick to the teeth.
Let's not begrudge them the few quid.
Yes, I'm sick to the teeth of people. You have to apologise because you're better than yourself. And you're dead right, Niall. We have a very generous social welfare system, but not everybody does the same thing with their money.
Yeah, well, we all have the right to the same benefits, you know, when times are hard. And it's how you budget that, I suppose.
Exactly. And I can't get my head around. And now I've answered the housing crisis I don't know how many times on your show. It's very simple. My son and his girlfriend are both working, and their mortgage would be cheaper than their rent. But they can't get a mortgage because she hasn't a full-time contract yet. But the killer part is about is cut out this down payment on a house. If you're renting for 2 years, that's your down payment. And if these people got mortgages, then the rented accommodation would be there.
I would actually agree with you. If you can prove you've been renting for the last 4 or 5 years, you're good enough to mortgage a house.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.